The famous German mystic, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, sees this one mistake that puts people in an incredibly deep part of purgatory. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, I had actually already released this portion about this vision from Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich in a previous video, but I wanted to repackage it because I found it such incredible information, and that video did not get enough views because I want you to hear it. Let's hear it right now. Many priests were suffering. They were the ones who in life had always aspired to a little place in paradise, only because they distributed communion and celebrated masses. Now I saw them in indescribable repentance for their missed works of love and assistance towards the poor souls. At this time, they were aspiring silently with an unquenchable desire to be able to help and labor. All their laziness and indolence is turned into pain of the soul, their calmness into impatience, their inaction into a barrier. All these punishments are the consequence of evil. Let's talk about that. So the mistake shown here by these priests is one that is incredibly common. How does it go? Something like this. Okay, well, I don't want to go to hell, and you know, I don't want to really be a saint. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot for the lowest part of heaven and just kind of stay out of trouble. I'm not going to really get my hands dirty. I'm not going to do all these things because that's too difficult. I'm just going to do the minimum possible so that I can barely get into heaven, because heaven is heaven, right? Something like that. Many people make this mistake, and there is great evil behind it. Did you hear some of the particular ways that God describes it? Here are the evils that are mentioned. Missed works of love and assistance toward the poor souls. So the cruelty of leaving those that are suffering in their suffering and doing nothing about it. The evil of not having enough desire to help and labor in the church. Indolence, which is like a type of laziness. An evil calmness, because you don't want to make your life more difficult in helping other people. And the evil of inaction. So these are things that we have to consider. For us to enter heaven and avoid purgatory, we must work tirelessly for the salvation of others, for the salvation of our family, as well as for the release of the souls in purgatory from purgatory. We cannot get into heaven through some calm, easy path. Avoid that type of thinking. At the very least, she mentions there, missed opportunities. Those missed opportunities are at the expense of the suffering of another person. They're not just missed opportunities for grace to please God and to make God happy or to grow in merit, but they're also missed opportunity where people out there in purgatory, in the world, in your family, are left in their misery, like a rich person walking past a poor neighborhood and thinking, well, they're fine, I'll be fine. As long as I don't hurt them, I'm not hurting them. Wrong. This is the wrong type of thinking, and it is not heavenly thinking at all. All that comfort that you're storing up for yourself here on earth will come back and will be your punishment in purgatory. Warning. Warning, you're not saving yourself any pain and effort. In fact, if you make yourself like the saints, and often when we read about the saints, what does it say? A lot of times it says that they died exhausted from all their labors. We read that and we're afraid. We're afraid of the suffering. That's the root that needs to be cured here. We need to ask Our Lady and our Lord and our favorite saints and our guardian angel to root out from us a distaste for labor, a distaste for suffering, a fear of suffering, because if you're afraid of it now, you're going to get bucket loads and ocean loads of it in purgatory. All the suffering that you don't take on right now, you will get it in excruciatingly large amounts in purgatory. You are being told now, so change. and the suffering that you take on here on earth will be your crown in heaven. You will have exponentially increased pleasure, merit, and reward. Good things. Good things. Want these things. Sometimes people say, no, I don't need all these rewards. I don't need these things. Yes, you do, because you keep it for all of eternity. Can you imagine? Make a choice. Would you want to have a glorious crown on your head for all eternity, or no glorious crown for all eternity, but you're still in heaven? I'd want the glorious crown, because it's a permanent thing. It's not the passing pleasures of heaven. It's a permanent reward that will shine for all eternity. Anyone in their right mind, how could you say no to that? So, my friends, we cannot take the easy path, because it is easy now, incredibly difficult later. Rather, take the difficult path now, because it's significantly easier later. You will help so many more people. You will bring so many more souls out of purgatory. You will actually have a much richer life than you could taking the easy path, aiming for that little plot in heaven. No, aim higher. Aim for the highest holiness that you can. My friends, we can do this. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. And I also always want to remind you of one of the sponsors of this channel, purgatoryproject.org. An amazing work to help us pray more for the souls in purgatory. Check them out. It's free. It's awesome. Go to this website. Support it. I'll see you in the next one.